Hello and welcome to your GCSE Geography Revision podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we are diving into one of the most fascinating topics on the entire specification, tropical rainforests. Whether you're revising for AQA, EdXL or OCR, this episode has got you covered. We're going to work through everything you need to know, from the climate and soils, right through to plant adaptations and the nutrient cycle. And I promise, by the end of this episode, you'll feel genuinely confident walking into that exam. So let's get started. Section 1. What actually is a tropical rainforest? Tropical rainforests are found in a belt around the equator, between roughly 5 degrees north and 5 degrees south. The biggest examples are the Amazon Basin in South America, the Congo Basin in Central Africa, and the rainforests of Southeast Asia, particularly Malaysia and Indonesia. Together, these forests cover about 6% of the Earth's surface, yet they are home to over 50% of the world's plant and animal species. That statistic alone is worth writing down. Examiners love it. Now, let's talk about the climate, because everything in the rainforest connects back to the climate. Temperatures are consistently high, averaging around 26 to 28 degrees Celsius throughout the year. There's very little seasonal variation. It's hot and humid every single day. Rainfall is extremely high, typically over 2,000 millimetres per year. This combination of constant warmth and moisture creates the perfect conditions for plant growth. Keep that phrase in mind. It explains almost everything else about the rainforest. Now, a word about soils. This surprises a lot of students. The soils in tropical rainforests are actually quite poor in nutrients. The soils are thin, acidic, and heavily leached, meaning nutrients are washed downward by the intense rainfall before plants can absorb them. The key point is that the nutrients are not stored in the soil. They are stored in the biomass, that is, in the living plants and animals themselves. This is absolutely crucial for understanding the nutrient cycle. Section 2, the structure of the rainforest, stratification. There are four main layers, and you need to know all of them. At the very top, the emergent layer, the tallest trees, reaching 40 to 60 metres, receiving full direct sunlight. Below that, the canopy layer, between 20 and 40 metres, a dense continuous mass of tree crowns forming a green roof, intercepting most of the sunlight. Then the understory layer, from 5 to 20 metres, plants adapted to low light with very large broad leaves. And finally, the forest floor, dark, damp, with a thick layer of leaf litter, rapidly broken down by decomposers. That decomposition is the engine of the nutrient cycle. Section 3, the Gersmann nutrient cycle. This model shows how nutrients move between three stores: the biomass, nutrients in living plants and animals, the litter, dead organic matter on the forest floor, and the soil, nutrients dissolved in soil water. In a tropical rainforest, the biomass store is by far the largest. The litter store is medium, and the soil store is the smallest. This is the opposite of a temperate deciduous forest, where the soil store is much larger. Remember that contrast. It could come up in an exam question. The flows are fallout, leaves falling from biomass to litter, decomposition, litter breaking down into soil, and uptake, plant roots absorbing nutrients from soil back into biomass. Inputs include precipitation and weathering. Outputs include leaching and runoff. Decomposition happens incredibly fast in the rainforest. A dead leaf can be completely broken down within 6 weeks. This rapid cycling is incredibly efficient, but also incredibly fragile. Remove the vegetation and you break the cycle. That's why deforestation is so damaging.